The following program may contain some lyrics or language that's not suitable for all listeners. Listener's discretion is advised.
Have you ever heard the Austin Powers theme song? You know, the one that goes like this. Well, if any of you recognize that, it's a track by Quincy Jones, a track called Soul Bossa Nova, and interestingly enough, this track wasn't made for Austin Powers. It was released in 1962 in New York under the genres swing, jazz, samba, and bossa nova. So with that information, and with what I played so far, you might be wondering, what is this episode all about? Well, spoiler alert, the theme of this episode was listed within some of those genres that were used to categorize soul bossa nova by the one and only Quincy Jones. Now, another hint is that the theme of this episode has to do quite literally with the title Soul Bossa Nova. Now, what do I mean by all of this, you might be asking? Well, you're gonna find out in tonight's episode of The Sample Set. What's going on, everyone? Welcome. This is The Sample Set, and you're listening on 101.5 UMFM. I'm your host, Ambrose, as always, and I hope you're enjoying your night so far. So, hopefully I've got some of you thinking so far about what tonight's episode's gonna be about. I have tons of songs on the lineup for tonight. Now, all of them pertain to a certain theme, a theme that we'll find out about more after this first track plays. This track is called Tribe, by Boz featuring J. Cole. You're listening to The Sample Set on 101.5 UMFM.
This one's for you. This one's for you. I think I made it. I think I made it. I think I made it, cause I'm always smiling and you're the reason now. Girl, I can't explain it. It's all in the timing. I had to get low, I had to get low. I had to get back. I had to report, I had to get facts. Cause you were just that, you that. Girl, you share your truths with me. And I find them true. Amused, you in the booth with me. Can't spend no time on a nickel and dime it. I got me a girl, she don't want no diamonds. A daily reminder to holler at God. Like, where did you find her? Good looking, my nigga. Everything around me, I took it. Did it with only the niggas I knew. And a few niggas I thought I knew better. Let go my bitches, I always do better. But you're more top echelon. My next probably be a step backwards. Niggas front when they get struck with love. Like a drama major, be the best actors. I'm done with all that tough acting. John Madden with a star habit. So it happens. My niggas want life's good things. They still dreaming. And you deserve them too. I'ma do it just so it happens. I think I made it. I think I made it, cause I'm always smiling and you're the reason now. Girl, I can't explain it. It's all in the timing. I had to get low, I had to get low. I had to get back. I had to report, I had to get facts. Cause you were just that. You share your truths with me. And I find them true. Amused, you in the booth with me.
La 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 la. La 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 la.
This one's for you.
La 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 la. La 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 la.
This one's for you.
La 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 la. La 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 la.
I'm hella faded.
La 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 la.
Yeah.
La 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 la.
I'm hella faded. I'm hella faded, these niggas been hating. I don't know the reason now, sometimes I feel jaded. They don't see the real me, they only know cold, they only know cold. Oh, I had to get back. I had to resort to turning my back. I'm doing just that, true that. I thought he was through with me, but that wasn't true. The proof, you in the coupe with me. God shuffled the cards, dealt me a hand with impossible odds. Put an obstacle course up, look, and I conquered them all. With minimal effort, I'm fresher than sucking your jaw. Fuck, they spinning my record so heavy, I'm topping the Forbes.
Stuck in a rock and a hard place though. Is it true what they say? The higher you go, the longer the fall. Well, I dropped to the floor, the knock at the door was on cue. I thought that I saw it all till I saw you. Now I call you when the sun shines and the rain dries up. I'm a pit bull, but for you I be on chain tied up. In the backyard with a muzzle on, tail wagging like Oregon Trail, waiting on you to come through just like you do. Well,
I think I made it. I think I made it, cause I'm always smiling and you're the reason now. Girl, I can't explain it. It's all in the timing. I had to get low, I had to get low, I had to get back. I had to report, I had to get facts, cause you were just that. You share your truths with me, and I find them true. Amused, you in the booth with me.
La 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 la, la la la.
This one's for you.
La 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 la, la la la.
This one's for you.
La 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 la, la la la.
This one's for you.
La 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 la, la 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 la.
I think I made it.
Welcome back. That was a track called Tribe by Boz featuring J. Cole, and it was sampling some bossa nova. In particular, a song called Zoom Zoom by Edu Lobo, a Brazilian composer, singer, and songwriter that was notoriously known for his participation in the bossa nova movement.
Now, what is bossa nova?
Well, for starters, the phrase bossa nova is commonly used in Brazil, it is Portuguese for the new trend, and it is commonly used to describe a famous subgenre of samba, also referred to as samba urbano carioca, which is an Afro-Brazilian music genre that had its rise in the early 20th century. Now, samba is more of a traditional style, whereas bossa nova, or the new trend, was to accentuate one of the three phases of a samba song, which happened to be a lot more jazzy, and what experts would explain as an extremely, extremely synthesized version of samba. Now, this is very interesting, because that's almost the exact same concept of hip-hop. Hip-hop originally took, and still takes, to this day, often a portion of a traditional style of music, a portion that's more upbeat and simplified from the rest of the song to create an entire new beat or new trend, just like bossa nova. That being said, with bossa nova being similar to jazz, and also having its similarities with hip-hop, it was inevitable that people in hip-hop would one day use bossa nova within their songs. Now, to get you all a little bit more in tune with what bossa nova is and how it sounds, I'm gonna play a track by a bossa nova legend, the Brazilian singer, guitarist, and composer, Edu Lobo. This is his track called Zoom Zoom, the one that was sampled in Tribe by Boz featuring J. Cole, the track we heard earlier. But everybody listening now, you're listening on 101.5 UMFM, this is the sample set, Zoom Zoom, by Edu Lobo.
Dois, três. Oh, zum, 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 tá faltando um. Oh, zum, 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 zum. Zum, 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 tá faltando um. Oh, zum, 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 tá faltando um. Bateu asas, foi embora, não apareceu. Hoje o bloco sai sem ele, foi a ordem que ele deu. Bateu asas, foi embora, não apareceu. Hoje o bloco sai sem ele, foi a ordem que ele deu. Oh, zum, 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 tá faltando um. Oh, zum, 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 tá faltando um. Ele que era o porta-estandarte e que fazia alaúze, zum, zum. Hoje o bloco sai mais triste sem ele, tá faltando um. Hoje o sai mais triste sem ele. Tá faltando um, tá faltando um, oh, zum, 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 zum. Tá faltando um, oh, zum, 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 zum. Tá faltando um. Ele que era o porta-estandarte e que fazia alaúze, zum, zum. Hoje o bloco sai mais triste sem ele. Tá faltando um, tá faltando um, oh, zum, 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 zum. Tá faltando um, oh, zum, 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 zum. Tá faltando um, oh, zum, 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 zum. Tá faltando um, oh, zum, 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 zum. Tá faltando um, oh, zum, 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 zum. Tá faltando um, oh, zum, 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 zum. Tá faltando um.
Welcome back. Zoom Zoom by Edu Lobo. Now, as you can hear, that track was very jazzy. We could also hear that sort of Afro-Brazilian swing in there. One thing I could also tell, and I hope you could as well, is how prevalent that sample was within the song Tribe that we heard earlier. And if you like what you've been hearing so far, just after those two songs, stay tuned, stick around. We have more bossa nova and more cool hip-hop to pump through the airways. This is 101.5 UM FM, The Sample Set.
It's Q-Tip, the ass jack.
Well, I am, and Q-Tip steady rocking on your radio. It's the, it's the
hip hop day.
Let him sing.
I go to another space when I look at her face and look at her eyes, they deep like pools of water. I'm really turned on now and I know that I oughta hold her hand, let my love pour, dance on the dance floor. If you can't dance, baby, I can show you. Just clap your hand and let the music take you. Then put your foot in and let it all shake you. Then shake your hand and put your hands up and shake your waist. And you can tear it up. Just move your hand and move your waist. And you looking in my eyes and in my face. And then I feel you and I keep pace. And then we dance and we make the music happen. And we fall in love all over again, again, again. We say,
yo,
hey,
what you say? That's what they say. Hey,
time, yeah, I gotta make my move, man. Got a girlie looking at me, peeping at my move, man. No time to waste when you up in the spot. Cause there's too many brothers at this my cock block. So I get myself together, make sure I'm looking smooth, man. Walk up confident, ask her what she doing. She told me she chilling and ain't doing nothing. So I said, maybe later we could get in the sun. We could skip to a diner and sip a little coffee. Talk about hip-hop stars and astronomy. By the way, baby, what's your sign? She said, Virgo. I said, Pisces mine. And this was her favorite dish. And I never met a virgin freaky like this. Let's do it, let's do it, let's do it, do it, do it. Let's do it, do it, do it. Yo, hey, what you say? What you see? That's what they say. Hey,
yeah, it's Q-Tip. It's Q-Tip.
Sergio on point. Yeah. I know you know I'm on point. Yeah. You know they love it like this.
Yeah.
Because we got it like this.
Yeah.
You know we love it like this.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like this, y'all. It's like that, y'all. Well, I am in the house with the Sergio. Q-tips in the house on the radio. On the radio. On the radio. On the radio.
Welcome back. That was a track called The Frog by Sergio Mendez, featuring various artists such as Q-Tip and will.i.am. Now that track there was the perfect matchup of hip-hop and bossa nova. First of all, it featured Sergio Mendez, a bossa nova legend, as well as Q-Tip and will.i.am, two hip-hop legends in their own right. And believe it or not, that track there was not the original rendition. The original one was also by Sergio Mendez, but performed in 1967, and it goes by the same title, The Frog. Now, coming up next, I have a cover of the original version of The Frog, a cover that came out in 1970, and it was released by another famous bossa nova legend, João Gilberto. Everybody stay tuned, this is 101.5 UMFM, The Sample Set.
Guru 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 Giri 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 Gazange Gazange Giri 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 Om Bodom Guru 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 Giri 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 Gazange Gazange Giri 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 Guru Bodom Guru 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 Giri 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 Gazange
Welcome back, everyone. A quick track by João Gilberto that's titled O Sapo, which in Portuguese means the frog. The same title of the song it's covering by Sergio Mendez. Now, I wanted to play that track a little bit to give you all some diversity, show you some different bossa nova, which is a subgenre of a very popular Latin American musical style known as samba. Now, some scholars don't really consider bossa nova a genre at all. They just consider it a style of samba, whereas other people consider bossa nova its own genre. It can be very confusing at times, but I think it's fair to call it a sub-genre. Just like there's sub-genres of every other style of music, there's sub-genres of hip-hop, rock, folk, and almost any other genre you could name. So with that being said, the next track I am going to play samples some bossa nova styled samba, or just bossa nova, and this track is from a group I've been featuring on the show a lot lately, a smaller group from Detroit called the Clear Soul Forces, and the track I'm going to play for you all is called Fantasero, and that's what's coming up right now, right here live on 101.5 UMFM.
We say fan, tag, siro, you say, huh, what, you know, this, that, sh, and yo, this is for y'all to dance to it slow, cause it's fantastic, yeah, it's fantastic,
Mr. Marion, yeah. And study in my sickness like the Tuskegee experiment. Bang. Your boy hang gang, theory roots cover, cover me, 1Z, off the chain 10 speed, motherfucker. Motherfucker. That's a hunky, that's a hunky. Shout out to Puffy, shout out to Puffy. That's my mother, that's my this mother. This that yeah. Shit. Yeah. Yeah. And yo, swag. This is y'all dance till we slow.
Hey, yo, we spinning like a dial tone telephone. So sick of this monotone, carbon copy, no soul. Molded from rubber with foam backbones while hold the trick with the frick, the tips and the ass and the hips like this.
It's fantastic.
To the club, escorted some dubs. Tire just blew, I'm on a Dunkin' Donut. They go to cops, my nigga just slow up. Drive fast and they pull behind us. What
you say, bag, tat, sorrow. You say, huh, what? You know, this, that, shh. Hey, yo, this is for y'all to dance till we slow. Cause it's fantastic.
Back to the bone, a chiropractor could've cracked me. Skeletor missed me with the bullshit that mattered off. I'm a problem, good luck trying to solve them. You gon' need a mathematician that's half magician.
It's fantastic. We say fat, tat, sorrow. You say, huh, what? You know, this, that, shh. And yo, this is for y'all to dance till we slow. Cause it's fantastic.
What's going on, everyone? Welcome back. That was a track by the Clear Soul Forces called Fantasero. Now, all of my Slum Village fans out there probably recognize those lyrics right away. They were repeating one of the lyrics, or a group of the lyrics, from a track called Untitled Fantastic by Slum Village. And to be more specific, they were repeating the ending, the beat switch half, that sounds like this.
Hey yo, this is for y'all to dance to a slow. Cause it's fantastic. It's fantastic. It's fantastic. It's fantastic. We say fantasero. You say, huh? What? You know, it's that shit. Hey, yo. This is for y'all to dance to a slow, cause it's fantastic.
Now, along with those lyrics being said by Clear Soul Forces, and that being a similarity there, there's also a similarity between that Slum Village song and how Bossa Nova sounds. Those little keys in the background, along with the accented 4 beat, and even the way the melody looped, shows that even if J Dilla was not thinking of Bossa Nova when he was creating that track, its sonic texture surely leaked over. Now back to Fantasero by the Clear Soul Forces. They were using some memorable Slum Village lyrics to A, give a shout out to their hometown of Detroit, the city in which Slum Village originates as well, but they also used a sample, a song by Bossa Nova legend Astrid Gilberto, a song called The Shadow of Your Smile. That goes like this.
The shadow of your smile when you are gone will color all my dreams and light.
Now, a lot of processing was done to that original sound to get the final result of Fantasero, but but that track was used as a sample within that song. Now, funny enough, the track that we heard was using some Slum Village references, because the next track on this list, it's by Slum Village. Now, I'm just gonna warn you, this track has some stronger language within it, but it does have a really great beat, really great sample flip, and it flips a sample from a song called Eso Ai. This is a track by Roberto Baden Powell de Aquino, also known as just Baden Powell. I'm gonna let you hear this sample first, and then show you the Slum Village track after. This is 101.5 UM FM, the sample set. Back, that was Eso Ai, a more samba styled, more traditional styled bossa nova track that was sampled within I Don't Know by Slum Village. Now this really shows off the more guitar side of the samba and bossa nova, and that's what you'll hear slowed down and chopped up by J Dilla in I Don't Know by Slum Village, coming up right now, right here, live on 101.5 UMFM.
Yeah. I don't know why the fuck I'm fucking with you. I don't know why the fuck I'm fucking with you. You could ask my man T.
Three,
I ain't the
one.
To be. Play like them niggas that used to play for money and no time for acting.
Funky.
With me, you best believe that you won't.
Do it.
I'm influenced to like,
you know.
And then I pick up the phone, shit.
I don't.
She wants my cash flow, says my loot as usual. My 10 says it's him
too.
To all my ladies in the place, I mean your whole crew is like,
yeah.
You know the S is my crew, we bro.
What, man, you know.
We got a whole flock of niggas with locks,
you know.
But I don't know why I'm fucking with you.
I don't know why the fuck I'm fucking with you. You. It's like, you know you're scandalous as hell. Yeah, I can tell from your nails to the Chanel. Say, whatever you do it, you doing it well. I'm trying my man RL too.
Wait, so you should do the things you do, but you constantly do. Also, you love to. See, I'ma get with you so we can.
And if you don't know, your shit is crucial to all my people in the place. If you need to know,
what.
Enough to say, do my shit on the dance floor. And if you need to call me,
you know,
my number is 321-1788.
Yo, hey, yo, why I'm fucking with you? I don't know why the fuck I'm fucking with you.
Alright,
Jeff, do what you do.
Welcome back. I don't know, a track by Slum Village. Dilla got those guitars from a track called Aso I, as well as those vocal stabs within the background by James Brown. That track was a very historic, unique mashup of Afro-Brazilian styled music mixed with two different generations of Afro-American music to make that banger called again, I Don't Know by the Slum Village. Now, if you all haven't figured it out already, the premise of this show tonight is built around Latin American music, specifically Latin jazz, samba, bossa nova, and other genres in that realm. And my goal tonight is to show you the prevalence of this style of music within hip-hop, as well as its similarities to hip-hop and its inspiration to the many producers of this genre. Now, next up here, I have one of the most interesting Latin jazz players of all time, somebody named Cal Jader. Now, Cal is known for his Latin jazz, samba-esque music. Now, some of the craziest facts about Cal Jader is that, one, he was born in 1925 in St. Louis, Missouri, and he is also known as one of the most successful non-Latino Latin jazz musicians. Now, Cal Jader was an extremely, extremely smart and ingenious man. He played a multitude of instruments, some being the vibraphone, drum kit, piano, timbales, bongos, congas, and timpani, to name a few. Cal was also known for his exploration of many jazz idioms, such as Afro-Caribbean, Cuban, Mexican, and other Latin American styles. Now, here is one of his songs, and it has a famous use in one of the most iconic albums of all time. But first, here is Aquarius by Cal Jader.
Thank you.
Aquarius by Cal Jader. Welcome back, everyone. Again, like I just said, that one was called Aquarius by Cal Jader. Now, Cal Jader's music shaped a lot of 90s hip-hop and even current hip-hop to this day because of his very distinct vibraphone playing that was sampled by the likes of The Far Side, Pete Rock, J Dilla, Q-Tip, and many, many others. Now, before that track played, I also said how it was an iconic track because it shaped a very, very good, if not one of the best rap albums of all time, Midnight Marauders by A Tribe Called Quest. Now, that track there, the track titled Aquarius by Cal Jader, was the backing track that was in Midnight Marauders. It played after a lot of the songs, it was the main intro track, sort of introducing the album, and it helped perpetuate the theme of the album, weaving itself gracefully in between tracks. Now, here are some examples of what I'm talking about. This is the intro track to Midnight Marauders. Look out for that sample. This is just going to be a short snippet, so pay attention again. Look for that sample.
Hello, this is your Midnight Marauder program. I'm on the front of your cover. I will be enhancing your cassettes and CDs with certain facts that you may find beneficial. The average bounce meter for your Midnight Marauder program will be in the area of 95 BPM. We hope that you will find our presentation precise, bass-heavy, and just right. Thanks.
Now, that was the first track on Midnight Marauders. It's called the Midnight Marauders Tour Guide. Really, really cool concept for an album. Sort of introducing people to an album, almost like it's a plane flight or something like that, or quite literally like a tour guide. But a part of what added to that element was the Cal Jader track within the background, which was used on a multitude of songs on this record to perpetuate that sort of vibe that you heard within the first track, the Midnight Marauders Tour Guide. Now, another track that Aquarius by Cal Jader was sampled on was on Electric Relaxation. At the very, very end of the song, this message is played.
Keep bouncing.
So it's just those two examples there, and there are many more. The Cal Jader track, Aquarius, was used to help create the theme, used to help create a vibe for Midnight Marauders from the beginning to the end, being a little cool backing track for that neat tour guide aesthetic that has been emulated many times on many different records. This song playing now is called Lady Madonna, also by Cal Jader. Listen up. As you can hear, very strong vibraphone playing within this track as well, something that Cal Jader is known for and hip-hop producers love. This is a song called They Reminisce Over You, The Vibes Remix, a track by Pete Rock and CL Smooth. And listen up for that vibraphone sample. You're listening to this on 101.5 UMFM.
Yeah, it's that pure funk, baby. Have no fear, the Mecca Dawn is here. CL Smooth, bound to make your body move on the reminisce tip. Yeah. Check this, I reminisce for a spell as y'all say think back. Yeah. 22 years ago to keep it on track. The birth of a child on the 8th of October. Like a that. Toast, but my granddaddy came sober. Crazy count that. All the fingers and the toes. Now I suppose you hope the little black boy grows. Yeah. 18 years younger than my mama. But I really got beatings cause the girl loved drama. Yeah. In single parenthood, there I stood. By the time she was 21, had another one. Yeah. This one's a girl, let's name her Pam. Same father as the first, but you don't give a damn. Right. Irresponsible, plain not thinking. Yeah. Papa said chill, but the brother keep winking. Uh-huh. Still he won't down you or tear out your hide. Right. On your side while the baby make a slide. But mama got wise to the game. The youngest of five kids, hun, here it is. Yeah. After 10 years without no spouse, yeah. Mama's getting married in the house. Word. Listen, positive over negative, for the woman a master. Uh-huh. Brother Queen's rising a chapter. Yeah. Deja vu, tell you what I'm gonna do when they reminisce over you, my God. Had a father when my biological didn't bother. Yeah. Taking care of this, so who am I to pick her? Not a bad ticker, but I'm clocking Pop's liver. Yeah. But you can never say that as life is through. Uh-huh. Five kids at 21, believe he got a right to.
Right.
Here we go, voila, check the scene with the Portuguese lover at the age of 14. The same age, front page, no fuss, but I bet you all you know they live longer than us.
Right.
Never been seen now, that's where you're wrong.
Uh-huh.
But give the man a taste and he's going, gone. Nodding off sleep to a jazz tune. I can hear his head banging on a wall in the next room. I get the pillow, hope I don't wake him.
Yeah.
For this man to cuss, hear it all in verbatim.
Uh-huh.
Telling me how to raise my boy unless he's taking over. I said, Pop, maybe when you're older.
Hold
we up. Laughed all night about the hookers at the party. My old man standing yelling, good God almighty.
Uh-huh.
Use your condom, take sips of the brew.
Right.
When they reminisce over you, check it out.
You never forget this, the days are way back, so many bear witness the fitness.
Yeah.
Take the first letter out of each word in this joint, listen close as I prove my point. T to the R-O-Y, how did you and I meet in front of Big Lou's fighting in the street? But only you saw what took many time to see. I dedicate this to you for believing in me. Rain or shine, yes, in any weather.
Yeah.
My grandma Pam holds the family together.
Uh-huh.
My Uncle Doc's the greatest, better yet the latest. If we're talking about a car, Uncle Sterling got the latest.
Yeah.
Tried to be live cause I got no choice. And run my own business like my Aunt Joyce.
Yeah.
Pete Rock hit me, enough respect due.
Uh-huh.
When they reminisce over you, 5,000.
They reminisce over you, the Vibes Mix, using a sample by Cal Jader from a song called Lady Madonna. Now, more often than not, if you hear any songs with that sort of vibraphone sound, it'll most likely be a Cal Jader sample. Cal Jader was not only famous within his era, but he's also famous again amongst hip-hop producers because they usually go to him if they're looking for that sort of sound. Now, if you all know the song Runnin' by The Far Side, that song samples another Latin jazz legend named Stan Getz. Now, Stan Getz was a saxophone player, and he was known for popularizing the more Latin jazz sound in America. Now, it's interesting because on the album Lab Cabin California, the album that has the song Runnin' on it, there's also a track called Far Side, and it itself samples some bossa nova. More specifically, it samples a Cal Jader track, and it makes wonderful use of that vibraphone. It samples a track called Morning Mist, and that track sounds something like this. Everybody listen up. This track is called Far Side off of Lab Cabin California by The Far Side.
Hey, so I'm cool. What's happening with you?
Nothing. What's up with The Far Side?
They cool in the studio.
I heard
studio.
Their new shit
on
the radio. That shit was pretty
tight. Nah, I heard your brakes on. Ain't no new song on the radio.
Sounded just like them.
Nah, nah, nah. Pump your brakes. Ain't no new song on the radio.
None of that's true, we do it, not you. That's why I got you, stuck on to my style like glue. The crew definitely is back again, but I'm back to win. So just tell a friend that I'm still twisting and bending minds and rhymes until the very end. With the rhyme and the loop, stomping out whack troops in my big black boots, collecting respect and the loot.
And the loot.
From the way I grab the microphone and execute, Epstein compute.
Say what?
I pay them no attention, I say keep it to the cut, cause I leave the tricks alone, cause the name is not David. Copperfield pockets never man it, don't hate it. So let it be stated, niggas couldn't fade it with an addict. And Xerox and Z's are pathetic. They try to duplicate, but they coming out synthetic. Their name is Booty Brown and phony MCs, forget it.
Imani Booty Brown, that lip is some kid trained. Imani Booty Brown, that lip is some kid trained. Imani Booty Brown, that lip is some kid trained. We do it this way, we do it this way. Imani Booty Brown, that lip is some kid trained. Imani Booty Brown, that lip is some kid trained. Imani Booty Brown, that lip is some kid trained. We do it this way, we do it this way.
I step toward the mic grinning, the lyrical imperial award winning. Rhymes like a balloon that got a pen in it, because my shit be popping like gin and juice. I seduce these X to get loose when I'm dropping these rhymes on drums like my nigga Def Jeff. My style is more renowned than what happens after death. I come fresh like your breath after your brush. Whack MCs like that orange soda get crushed.
Well, it's apparent that many are so transparent. You can't believe your eyes when you're staring. It's ghostly and mostly the wise who, yeah, they just run this game before your eyes too. To bring you and go glitter. For many moons I've been a go-getter. Took miles of manure from the purest bullshitter. Now them motherfuckers ain't with us to get us. In walk, shake the cut through their neurotransmitter.
Imani Booty Brown, that lip is some kid trained. Imani Booty Brown, that lip is some kid trained. Imani Booty Brown, that lip is some kid trained. We do it this way, we do it this way. Imani Booty Brown, that lip is some kid trained. Imani Booty Brown, that lip is some kid trained.
We money booty down, elephants and get trained. We do it this way, we do it this way.
You must respect me, cause I come directly from my internal. While my eternal inferno's deadly towering and overpowering all sour sounding. Wishing, wishy-washy competition. Definitely whacking, lacking any stable ammunition. Change your mission, men and listen. My way of salutations get no validations, just rejections and ejections out of my Hitachi.
Come on and taste the real. Step on inside and confide in the field. I reside by still water, just the gear on the wheel. No fear on the steel, just the son of Diva who won't leave my field. My field.
Yeah, that's what the far side shit, La Niqua.
That's real shit.
Yeah, feel that? What's up, baby? Y'all, where's the M-Walk at? Where's the Grand Mixer? Mixer. Mixer. Right, right. I got my man Block in the house. He's over there in the corner because he's a goner. I got my man Paul. He's on the table. I mean, he's on the console.
Farside.
Hey,
La
Niqua, it's about
that
time. We gotta make a ride. 101.5 UMFM. We do it this way. We do it this way. Imani booty round elephants and get trained. Imani booty round elephants and get trained. Imani booty round elephants and get trained. We do it this way. We do it this way. Imani booty round elephants and get trained. Imani booty round elephants and get trained. Imani booty round elephants and get trained. We do it this way.
Welcome back, everyone. A track called The Far Side by The Far Side. It samples some Cal Jader, specifically a track called Morning Mist. Now, Far Side is known for sampling a lot of bossa nova, a lot of Latin jazz music. Latin American musical styles are definitely prominent within the hip-hop community, both for samples and for inspiration for the type of music that we make. Now this song is called Prepara, a more funky salsa style of music. This track came out in 1974. This track is by the Fania All-Stars.
Knowing your rock ports, somebody may be lacing. Make me want to leave the city when I can't take a vacation. Without somebody breaking in my demonstration for some south side information. I searched the nigga net. There's certain things about this I ain't figured yet. Dirt the guy who stayed with me and had a set of keys. Because his job had been stopped smoking weed. Thursdays is off days. He usually watches seed. For him to done it, a babysitter and a car he would need. Stripper brought my TV and couch, she couldn't carry it unless some nigga help, and that's who she'll get buried with. She was vegetarian, she wouldn't cook chicken. I confronted her with it, to her story she was sticking. The plot thickens as we drove in search of this hype, who I ain't know by name, but I knew by bite. Chances of him breaking in, chilling and eating are about as slim as he is. Though I knew where he lived, in this house with three kids, one I was cool with. As we rode, I told my guy, turn on the music. Just as I thought I closed in on one suspect, the nigga who did it popped a tape in the deck.
Just tell me why. Don't lie to me, man. Just tell me why.
It's the money, all right?
Just tell me why.
It's the fucking money, all right?
Puta!
Motherfucker!
No! Get that piece of chip.
No!
No!
No! No! Say, word up. Sweet when you do that shit, it ain't
ain't sweet when you do that shit. It 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 ain't sweet when you do that shit.
Welcome back, everyone. That was a track called Stolen Moments, the intro and outro by Common featuring Q-Tip. I really like that Scarface sample in there as well. I didn't pick up on that the first time I heard it, but listening to it now, I surely did. Now, I hope throughout this episode, you all heard the influence of Latin American music within hip-hop of all generations. We had tracks from the 90s. We also had a track with Boz and J. Cole from the late 2010s. And there are tons more tracks out there as well. But unfortunately, I only have an hour to show you what I could. But I hope and I all opened your eyes up to the concept and fact that bossa nova, samba, and a lot of Latin American musical styles serve as inspiration and samples throughout the evolution of hip-hop itself. Now, it's also really cool that Sergio Mendez had will.i.am and Q-Tip on a cover of one of his old tracks, kind of showing an official mashup of hip-hop and a genre or subgenre that influenced it so much. Let me know what bossa nova samples you can find within hip-hop on your playlists, or some of your favorite bossa nova songs if you have any. I hope all of you listening now have a new respect and some new info on the swaying style of music known as bossa nova. Now, I did want to show some other Latin American styles as they are influences for hip-hop as well, but as you can tell, this episode was more centered around samba or bossa nova, as it, alongside American jazz, is used a lot more frequently in hip-hop music. With all that being said, I hope you had a great listening experience, and I hope you have a great night and a great day tomorrow.
Peace.